Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we moved the time of this, and we're going to move it around a little bit. It's the thing we're doing called Radio Roll Call,
yeah,
where we look for people who are still open, still want to do stuff. I'm pretty sure almost all retail's gone now, right?
Should be, right?
Should be, yeah.
I mean, grocery stores?
Gas stations, like tire store, those car care.
That's right.
You can still car care, yeah.
Yeah, you can still
go tire. To get yeah. around if
yeah, and
necessary.
And booze.
Pot and booze, of course.
Yes.
Porn.
Porn is not. Did you see the story where the guy was like delivering? He was doing curbside delivery for his adult store,
way.
And somebody shut him down. Somebody narked him out.
You gotta respect him.
He was just like, just call in your order. I'll meet you on the curb.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Amber, if you didn't have the drawer full of fun,
okay,
you'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna need a delivery.
You're
quarantined.
There'd be a point.
So here's what we're doing, and I think we're gonna do it like at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
So we just want to have other people. If you can't get through today, we want you. If you're a business that's still open, like selling food, selling booze, it seems to be the two things that people are doing. This is your time to call us, 303-222-5423. We'll take roll call. If you got a special going on right now,
it's free. Free plugs.
Absolutely free. And we want to say thank you. Our friends at Namico's have been reporting that you're mentioning us when you go in there.
Which is awesome.
El Hardin, you've been mentioning us. Zane's.
We've
been keeping them in business. They're a restaurant like right here in the DTC.
Yep.
We're going to try to get a hold of Amber. What was your favorite place that you were just talking about? Steve was just looking it up.
Spanky's Roadhouse.
Yes. I don't know.
We don't know if they're open or not, but we'll check it. So
Spanky's.
So on our website, there's a thing called Love Local.
Yeah, we got to love Argonaut Wine and Liquor for that too, helping us out.
Yes. Thank you to those guys. So if you want to jump in on this, you can go see what's open at Love Local on the Alice1059.com website, or you can, just call us right now.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. And we met these guys at Bourbon and Bacon.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they won. They won one of the dishes or something.
It's huge.
It's a Bruschi's Fire and Vine, and we have their general manager, Marvin, on the phone here. Marvin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, are you guys still open? What are you doing? Yeah, what's happening at Bruschi's Fire and Wine?
Yep, we're still open. I mean, we had to lay off about 80% of our staff, but we are still open. We're doing to-goes. We're also doing some crazy things like groceries.
What?
So we're doing like eggs and, you know, all-purpose flour and deli meat and lemons and limes and all that stuff, because a lot of the restaurants couldn't get or didn't need that stuff anymore. So we can still get, you know, 144 eggs at a time.
Wow.
And you probably... I don't know if you want to brag. You probably get better eggs than we get, right?
Right, yeah. The restaurant quality eggs. So we do that. It's like $4 a dozen. You know, flour is like $4 for 3 pounds. We don't put Katrina prices out there. We put, you know, we're trying to help everybody and still employ our people. And so we're doing things like that. We've got meal kits that we're doing, so you can actually take some our dishes home and cook them with instructions and all these things.
Nice.
We're also doing like these shareable deals, all that stuff. And so I'm actually able to, because of the DoorDash and the Chow Now and people calling up and coming in and picking up stuff, we're actually able to have about 8 people a night on staff between the kitchen and the front of the house.
Nice, Marvin.
Helping everybody.
Were you doing these meal kits and the more of the family style before, or is this an adaptation to what's happening?
This was totally an adaptation, and it was really just a, how can we, part of it was how can we help? And then part of it was, we've got product we need to get rid of. Yeah. Let's figure out a way to be able to do it, because there's no sense in throwing that stuff away.
Very creative. I love it.
Yeah.
Constantly ordering. So we've got, you know, penne, dried pasta, like a pound of it for $3. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're trying to do all these things. So it might be a little bit more expensive than the grocery store, just barely, but not really.
But Marvin, have you been to the grocery store? Because right. the pasta aisle yeah. looks like the toilet paper aisle.
Yeah. Pasta's having a moment right now.
It's gone. I mean, it's legit.
Pasta is back. Move over, cauliflower.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Amber still hasn't gone to the grocery store. She's going to find out tonight. She'll probably be in your restaurant later.
I know. I'm going to have to call you up and get some penne, because, geez.
I did go to Walmart and couldn't believe that lemons were like 50 cents a piece.
Oh, is that a lot?
It was just,
it is.
Yeah, that's a lot. Yeah. So we did all of that. And the nice thing, one of the side things about all this is, we were the first ones in Colorado that were non-tipping. So we paid most of our people, you know, an average of $20 an hour.
Oh, wow.
So all of our servers. So when I had to lay them off and they went to go get unemployment, they got more than a typical.
Smart. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Oh, that's
smart.
Oh, wow, I never thought of that.
Dude, you got it going on. Them. Yeah. Yeah.
So are you running full menu then? I know you've added things, or have you kind of scaled it down so you don't have to have, like?
We've taken some stuff back. Like, we got short ribs, which are awesome on the menu, but they didn't travel well. We didn't sell a whole bunch, so we took those off, so we didn't have to prep as much.
Cool.
You know, obviously, like most businesses, you're trying to minimize your costs, but still offer a bunch. So we've got probably 90% of our menu on there, but it's updated online. And it's just amazing. The meal kits have been great. I mean, it's like HelloFresh, but it's like, we have a rigatoni and sausage sauce that's amazing. And people can just warm it up, cook the pasta that comes with it, and they can have what they had in the restaurant.
Fairly
inexpensive.
This has been the major important question that I have for all of you restaurant guys. How's the booze situation? Are you in on that?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And it's really cool. So we've done really well with, because we have cocktails on draft, which is great, like a Milagro margarita and a Tito's cocktail that we change all the time.
Yum.
We're able to offer those actually by the liter.
Dang.
So
we're getting a lot of people that do order Manhattans and different things like that, but more people are getting like our house-made Bloody Mary mix. The Tito's, leader of Tito's, we make a house-made limoncello that's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
So they're able to get a bottle of that. So those are the things that people are kind of gravitating towards, as opposed to just a gin and tonic.
But if I wanted a Manhattan, how much would you sell me? Like a quart of it?
Okay. No. For that, we just sell you, you know, a good, you know, 6-7 ounces of that, and that would just come to you. We haven't quite got to where we're doing that, but I would like to.
Okay. So a Bruschi's Fire and Vine is 100% open. It sounds like if you want to do the
awesome.
The meal kits, I mean, I want to
that
do everything
awesome.
You
yeah.
described
yeah.
and have a limoncello
Thanks.
While I do it. So so tell us where we find you. Do you want to give a phone number or a website? Both, it's up to you.
Yep. So our phone number is 303-232-2424. Our website is fireandvineco.com.
Sweet.
And then, in addition, you can always go on DoorDash or ChowNow. Tomorrow, those meal kits and the grocery and the alcohol will be available on those sites. Right now, they're just on our website.
Cool.
And then you can always, you know, stop by, essentially, when you're essentially out, at 2200 Youngfield.
Perfect. Awesome.
Marvin, thank you
for the time. We know you've got a busy night ahead of you, but we appreciate it. And you've made us all incredibly hungry. So it's that easy. If you want to get your business plugged on the air, if you've got a special going right now, like buy this and get a free roll of toilet paper, or you're $20 off. I mean, our buddy Ben at El Jardin has got like margaritas to go.
Slackaritas.
Those are a little pricey, but the other ones. Yeah. And then like we've said before, Namico's is giving away free gyoza and free delivery in a 5-mile radius. And obviously, Bruschi's has a bunch of great stuff. So if you want to jump in on this, it's Radio Roll Call. BJ.
Yay.
Radio Roll Call. Who's open?
Autumn Tree Lawn and Landscape.
Yeah. Yep. It's coming.
Because you're social distance, right?
Right.
So you just got somebody out there trimming a tree or whatever. So are you at normal volume? You got all your workers working?
Yes, we are a local tree company that takes care of people's trees. So if you need plant health care, being pruned or planted, we'll be there. We just ask that the customers keep their distance.
Wow.
That is
and
so
it's
awesome.
Spring.
Yeah, see,
yeah.
Got,
and it's spring. Yeah. It's perfect.
Getting ready.
It feels really weird. Do you want to give your phone number out real quick?
Yeah, our number is 303-868-3164.
Perfect.
Autumn Tree Lawn and Landscape.
Thank you, BJ. Noah.
Yai.
Yai. Radio roll call. Who's open?
Hey, so I work at a laundromat that me and my family owned. It's called Wave Max Laundry. We are open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we're probably one of the cleanest laundromats in all of the state. And we're just keeping it open, trying to make sure everyone has like clean clothes, clean sheets, trying to definitely flatten that curve, if you know what I mean.
So we were reading this on the air the other day. Laundromats,
they're essential.
And why did we figure out that is?
Because you're supposed to take your clothes off every time you walked outside. Yeah, you're bringing the corona.
You know what it is? It's the uniforms.
Oh.
I think that's one of the reasons why. So, like, police and people who have uniforms can get them cleaned and ready to go. Because otherwise, I mean, with all due respect to him, like, just wash your own damn shirts and you'll get the starch when it's over. But I'd love that you guys get to keep your business open. That's great.
Yeah, where are you guys at?
Yeah, it's called Wave Max Laundry. We're off Hampton Avenue, 10005 East Hampton Avenue.
Perfect.
Thanks,
not
man.
Everyone has laundry in their house either.
That's true.
Our apartment.
Okay, Amber. Maybe they don't. Paul.
Hello, Yai.
Yai. Radio roll call. Who's open?
This is Rising Landscape. It's a firefighter-owned and operated business.
Nice.
Awesome.
Aerations and power raking and stuff like that.
It's perfect time.
Oh, power raking. This is definitely the time. Yep. Amber doesn't have to do her own yard, lawn, whatever. So are you guys in full force right now?
You know, I do it. I am in full force, but because I'm a full-time firefighter, I do it on my days off.
Okay.
And I end up having to do most of it myself because, actually, to be honest with you, employment is harder than you think to do hard labor. Not a lot of people want to do it.
All right. So do you have a website or a phone number you want to give out?
I do. I have a Facebook page, and then obviously my phone number is 720-355-8375.
Perfect. And what's your Facebook page? It's under Rising Landscape.
Rising Landscape Lawn Care is what it's under.
Perfect. Thank you for the call, Paul. Angela.
Yay.
Radio roll call. Who's open?
So Golden Leaf Botanicals, it's a kratom and kava shop off of 88th and Federal. We're offering delivery free to the Denver metro area.
What do you sell?
Kratom and kava and other ethno botanicals kind of help keep people calm during all this craziness.
Oh, is it a medicinal type of...
Like, Steve and I are looking with our, like, a dog hearing a high-pitched sound, and I figured Amber would know what you're talking about.
No,
you
know?
So, like, essential oils and things, sort of, maybe?
No, we don't do essential oils. We do all powdered products. Okay. We offer a house extract of kratom that's 30X. It's all organic, and it's Denver's largest and cleanest selection of 51 strains.
Oh, this is pot.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We're all so stupid.
All right.
It's like CBDs and other stuff. Like, we're all sitting here botanicals. I'm picturing, like, the botanic gardens. She got flowers? What are you making them into? Okay, we're idiots. Golden Leaf Botanicals. Thank you for the call. Pot shops have been called essential. And we apparently talked to them. All right. So if you didn't get through on the phone today, next chance is tomorrow at 3, or you can jump on the Love Local site right now.
Yeah, it's at alice1059.com, all brought to us by Argonaut Wine and Liquor.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.